Welcome to the April 16th edition of This Week in Virtualization, the weekly news podcast from SearchServerVirtualization.com. This Week in Virtualization, what do VMware and Salesforce.com have up their sleeves? I'm site editor Colin Steele. VMware and Salesforce.com have everyone talking about their new partnership, which is shrouded in secrecy. This week, the two companies launched a site called VMForce.com, where they've promised an April 27th announcement that will change the future of cloud computing. Both vendors are deeply involved in the cloud market, but have approached it from very different angles. VMware, with its virtualization background, wants to build the infrastructure that runs public and private clouds. Then there's Salesforce.com, which is a leader in CRM software as a service, and also has its own cloud development platform, Force.com. Thanks to VMware's acquisitions of Zimbra, a hosted email vendor, and SpringSource, a Java framework provider, there's quite a few possibilities as to what VMForce could be. On the phone now to discuss some of those possibilities is virtualization expert Rick Vanover, an IT infrastructure manager and member of our Server Virtualization Advisory Board. Thanks for joining us, Rick.
Thanks, Colin. Glad to be here.
What was your initial reaction when you heard that VMware and Salesforce were teaming up and planning this big announcement?
Well, initially, I was like, it seems like a logical step. I wouldn't necessarily have picked Salesforce, but they have an overarching strategy to keep climbing up the stack, okay, above, you know, traditional virtualization products or management products for virtualization and infrastructure products, but to keep going up and then deliver products and services that are more visible. You know, the good example, like you mentioned, with some of the email products and SpringSource type of offerings, Salesforce is a good selection. There's a lot of opportunity for application integration and different products that I think if it's kind of a unified offering, if you will, from a old school cloud player in Salesforce, then I think we have pretty much a good fit from the way VMware sees it.
Do you think this is going to be something completely new for both companies, like some sort of combined desktop virtualization play or a new hosted email service? Or do you think it'll be something that'll build off what they've already done and be something like an infrastructure as a service offering that could compete with Amazon or another service like that?
Well, my personal thought is that, well, first of all, we don't know. It's speculatory at this point. But what I'd have to kind of assume is that Salesforce is a pretty refined product, okay? So I think that what we're going to be presented is less of a infrastructure, EC2, or, you know, Amazon Web Services, just is raw infrastructure and an API to read and create versus a solution. So my personal thought is that we're going to be given a solution that's built on infrastructure, applications, and integration. So this is going to be the magical red thread that connects all the different pieces. That's my personal thought. What this might look like, even speculating further, we don't even know. But I would imagine maybe hosted VDI or at least hosted environment for CRM-type functions or sales functions or hosted offshore functions. We don't even know. But I think the common theme is going to be it's going to be a solution built on these pieces, maybe, you know, some of the email and Java products from the previous acquisitions, building on some of the infrastructure technologies that VMware is known for, and then possibly rolling in this specific line of business solution inventory from traditional players like Salesforce.
Do you think just teaming up with Salesforce will help VMware, you know, move more into the cloud market and make their kind of message of cloud resonate more with the audience? Because I know VMware talks a lot about getting into the cloud, and it's something that a lot of people in the traditional data center are just kind of learning about and trying to figure out. But on the software as a service side, you know, a ton of people use Salesforce.com for CRM and other applications and are very comfortable with that. Do you think that comfort will kind of transfer over to the cloud vision that VMware is pushing now?
I'm a little bit skeptical of one solution or a small number, even a large number of solutions kind of conveying blanket credibility to something like cloud is okay or cloud works for you. But I think that it'll definitely help. Specifically, having one flagship solution that has been very clearly successful and then in theory delivering more features, more availability, or whatever the end result is going to be positive for the greater cloud movement. But as far as, some sort of magical removal of skepticism, I don't think that'll happen just yet.
Right. And obviously, I mean, software as a service and CRM are, you know, totally different ends of the spectrum than what VMware is pushing.
Exactly. And, you know, of course, we don't have details now, but when it comes to, you know, if you're thinking about your own infrastructure, then there's issues of where's your data live? And then it's one thing to have interfaces, but then, you know, if you really throw everything out, there's a lot of questions that come with that.
How big do you think this is going to be to wrap things up? On the website, it says that they're promising a product announcement that will change the future of cloud computing.
Change the landscape, sure, possibly, but short of knowing what it would be, you know, I don't really have an expectation. I think of things that have fundamentally changed applications and services and infrastructure. I can't see this as one of those landmarking, defining moments in technology. I'm not quite there yet, but, you know, I definitely will have my eyes on the internet on the 27th.
Virtualization expert Rick Vanover, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Colin.
VMware CEO Paul Moritz and Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff will make their announcement on an April 27th webcast. To watch, you must register at vmforce.com. SearchServerVirtualization.com and our sister site SearchCloudComputing.com will keep you updated on all the latest news. That's all the time we have for now. I'm Colin Steele. Thanks for listening to This Week in Virtualization.